Hey, this is John Workman, host of Stuff Electricians Should Know, the podcast, as well as creator of electricianslibrary.com. Now, if you've followed me for any amount of time, you know that we've done over 100 episodes of Stuff Electricians Should Know. And before this, we had a podcast called The Weekly Buzz, where we recorded over 30 episodes of that as well. And they are 100% free, and we'll continue to make these 100% free. I love doing them, love putting them together, giving you this free educational resource to help you out. Now, to help keep this free, I've decided to write a book called Rules for Electricians. And this is the first volume in a 3-volume set of rules for electricians, rules that you should know to help yourself be better each and every single day in this amazing trade that you're involved in. So you can head over to www.rulesforelectricians.com and you can check it out, give you a brief explanation of the rules that you're going to find in the book and how they can help you. And by you supporting this book, you will help to support this podcast and the other resources that we have to keep them free for anybody who wants to learn and better themselves in the trade. So head over to rulesforelectricians.com, check it out, and show us a little love and get your copy today. Welcome to Stuff Electricians Should Know, where I bring you bite-sized bits of useful information, usually in the form of an answer to a question that every electrician should know. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, John Workman. And before we get started, I just wanted to tell you about SESK University. That's Stuff Electricians Should Know University. Now, this is something special that we've been putting together for you, the electrician, that has become a premium training resource. Now, what is it? First of all, it's not just a newsletter. This is an interactive booklet that comes to you in physical form every single month. And what do I mean by interactive? I mean there are QR codes that pull up videos, that pull up audio, that pull up downloads, worksheets, you name it, we've had it on there. And this comes every single month to your doorstep. Now, something special is happening in the month of July. Beginning in July, there will be a video masterclass that will join the SESKU booklet for even more in-depth training on the month's subject. So it's not something you're going to want to miss. Head over to sesk-u.com and you can learn more about it. That's sesk-u.com. And make sure you sign up today so that you don't miss out on all the great training that is coming in the future. Okay, so in the last episode, I introduced you briefly to VFDs, you know, kind of discuss what they did. So this week, why don't we dive into how a VFD actually works? So let's start talking about the motor that you're going to be controlling for just a second. You know, the motors that you're going to control with a VFD are three phase. You're not going to use a VFD to control a single phase motor. Now, a lot of these motors are designed to, you know, to be operate and run at a fairly consistent speed. You're not going to have a lot of ups and a lot of downs, but the motors are going to be bogged down a lot with different loads. Okay. You might have a conveyor that's got a really light load to begin with. And as it kind of gets bogged down during the day, it gets a little heavier load. So just kind of think of, you know, maybe think of a motor like on an oil pump jack. I don't know how many of you guys work out in the oil field, but that's kind of a typical thing out here. But at the top of the stroke, when the pump jack is bringing the oil up, then it's under pretty heavy load. But at the bottom of the stroke, the motor is, I don't know, you might call it under negative load. Like it's actually being pulled down. You know, so I don't know, negative load, if there was such a thing, then that's what's going to be happening at the bottom of the stroke. So what a VFD does is it analyzes the load variations, and then it increases or decreases the motor speed automatically to kind of compensate for what's happening. Now, a couple of things that this does. It helps preserve the motor, okay, making it last longer, and then helps it perform better for whatever application that it's being used for. So how exactly do the VFDs work? Okay, number one, I'm not the brightest crayon in the box, so I don't know all the intricate details and whatnot, but I'll do my best to, you know, explain how these work from the research that I've done. So there are three main parts or sections to the drive, to the VFD. The first section is where the AC power comes in, okay, the line side. And in this portion of the VFD, it's converted to DC power, believe it or not. Okay, it's called the converter section. There are also capacitors in there that are used, and these are used to smooth out the DC power. Now, section two is called the DC bus, and this simply carries the DC power to the third section, which is called the inverter section. And this is where the DC power is converted back into AC. Now, here's the funny thing. It's not actually AC. It's DC that's disguised, if you will, to look like AC. And the motors, you know, motors aren't smart devices, so they don't know the difference. It's pretty crazy. So essentially, a VFD works by converting AC to DC, then spitting out the DC to look like AC after it's been told how fast to spin the motor. Now, that's a pretty simple and basic explanation of how VFD works, and I think we're going to get into it a little deeper in the forthcoming issue of SESKU. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into this week's episode of the Stuff Electricians Should Know podcast, the one and only podcast that is truly trying to give you the tools that you need to become the best electrician that you can be. Not just an electrician, but the electrician. So make sure that you go and share this episode with a friend, coworker, colleague, or anyone that you think can benefit. And until next time, I hope you stay happy. I hope you stay healthy. But most of all, I hope you stay grounded.